Okay, here's an instrumental, which Mike had on his first solo album, into which he again allowed us to participate in. He shows you he's really a nice guy. Those of you who are sitting out there, I suppose most of you know who we are, and those who don't, you're about to be enlightened. And those who are out in radio land saying, gee, I wish I had TV, we'll try and... I see you've been to Bassin's before you came here. Okay. Gee, I wish I was in your mood, you know. Just as soon as my Quaaludes kick in, I'll be with you, man. You know. In for a short time, then out like a light. While we're talking about Mikey with the super creased in the Jordache jeans over there, just him and Brooke Shields, man. Who's growing the beard, in case you wonder, so he can do a Schweppes commercial. Kind of looks like Commander Whitehead. But underneath it all is the magnificence of Larry the Legend on the dobro, Mr. Mike Aldridge. Next in line with the guitar is our token Yankee in the group. He comes from a town called Guilford, Connecticut. And this afternoon, four people clapped. You mean there's that many more from Guilford? I hadn't heard of it, you know, until he told me that the town existed. And I'll probably get a letter bomb from Guilford. You should. Anyway, in his magnificence is self-explanatory. Even without the crease in his pants. It's Mr. Phil Rosenthal. On the bass fiddle, that is the large brown object here. That is the bass, the young fellow who just had a birthday this week. He turned 73. Actually, he looks 21. Boy, that burns me up, I swear. But he's in a class by himself, too. That's Mr. Tom Gray. On the five-string banjo, our preppy, who's still wearing his college sweater and his college corduroys there. That's wahoo, yeah. It's all right, man. He's a graduate of the University of Virginia. He crammed a four-year course into 6 years and came out playing the banjo. And terrifically, I may add, Mr. Ben Eldridge.
And the fellow who is playing mandolin and just introducing the rest of us, I think, probably needs no introduction himself. So we'll go right into this next dobro tune here. No, I'll say something nice about him.
Sorry.
Those of you who are listening on the radio aren't actually down here are really missing something. Because you don't get to see John Duffy's haircut. And I'm telling you, you don't see many like it. He has one of the only remaining flat top haircuts in North America today. It's neat. I think it's neat. When they come back in, he says he's going to grow his hair long. So he's a fantastic mandolin player and an absolutely amazing tenor singer, Mr. John Duffy.